This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Cyclone Dithwa is now located at 80 kilometers east of Vedaranyam, 100 kilometers southeast of Karaikal, 190 kilometers near Puducherry, and 290 kilometers south of Chennai. It is likely to move towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining Andhra Pradesh coasts by tomorrow morning. The eye of the storm will be within a minimum distance of 60 kilometers, 50 kilometers and 25 kilometers from Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coastline by midnight of today. According to the update from the Regional Met Department, for the next 3 hours, heavy to moderate rain has been predicted in 12 coastal districts including Chennai, Chengalpattu, Kudalur, and Kanchipuram, and widespread light to moderate rains in other districts of the state. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the officials are in constant touch with Coast Guard and authorities in the state and Union Territory. The Union Home Secretary reviewed the preparedness with the Chief Secretaries of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh and directed them to maintain high alertness and coordination. The Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast and advised small vessels to return to the harbour. 282 fishing boats were found at sea and are currently operating on the west coast. The Regional Operations Centre of the Coast Guard are broadcasting weather warnings in local languages. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby to act in case of emergency. 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. To ensure robust communication, the Disaster Management Control Room tested satellite phone communication with the districts in zone of impact of cyclone. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav today reviewed preparedness to ensure passenger safety and minimize disruptions ahead of Cyclone Dithwa. He emphasized establishment of dedicated helplines and passenger assistance desks to support travelers facing uncertainties due to cancellations or rerouting of trains. He has instructed concerned officials to ensure activation of war rooms at divisional, zonal and railway board level to monitor the situation and remain alert for any extreme situations. He has also asked the railway officials to coordinate with the civil administration authorities to proactively communicate with the passengers until normalcy is restored. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the first day of the DGP-IGP conference in Raipur witnessed extensive deliberations on different aspects of India's security system. He said this is a great forum to share best practices and innovations in this field. The 3-day conference began yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. The Prime Minister is taking part in various sessions scheduled under the conference today and tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, the Union Minister of State for Home, Directors General of Police from various states and Union Territories, as well as heads of central police organizations are attending the conference. The government will convene an all-party meeting in New Delhi tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning from Monday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session of Parliament will begin from the 1st of next month and will continue till 19th December. India has been re-elected to the UNESCO Executive Board for the 2025-29 term. The permanent delegation of India to UNESCO in a social media post said that this re-election reflects the international community's confidence in India's long-standing commitment to multilateralism and to UNESCO's mandate across education, culture, science, communication and information. It added that India's continued presence on the executive board underscores growing global support for its vision of inclusive, human-centric development and for strengthening cooperation among nations. India has thanked all partner countries for their trust and reaffirmed its dedication to contributing constructively to UNESCO's work in the years ahead. Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth and duo of Gayatri Gopichand Pulela and Teresa Jolly stormed into the finals of the Sayed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.